Our final reading tonight from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Who is this Jesus? All around the globe tomorrow, people from many different cultures and languages will celebrate the day of his birth, the day that marked a new beginning in human history. Who is this Jesus? No other man in history has been more revered, has been more studied, has had more books written about him, has had more devoted followers than Jesus, the carpenter from Nazareth. Who is this Jesus? What kind of man goes from the obscurity of being born in a manger, of living out his very short life in the backwater province of the Roman Empire, of dying in ignominy at the hand of his own religious leaders? What kind of man goes from that to being worshipped by millions throughout time and space? Who is this Jesus? Well, the words that we just read tell us. In verse 2, he is no one less than God's very own Son. He is God come to us in the flesh, God revealed. He is God's Son, the second person of our one God in three persons, the one who existed in eternity before time in oneness with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. Who is this Jesus? Tail end of verse 2. He is the maker of all things and the heir of all things. All things there means all things. From your favorite constellation to your favorite food to your favorite people. All of it exists because God the Son enables it to exist. The one who, in verse 3, upholds the universe by the word of his power. So if you love it and it is good, exists for you to enjoy because God the Son made it and delights to delight you with it. He made it all. He owns it all. Your favorite constellations, your favorite foods, your favorite people, me, you. He is the heir, all of it, all of us belong to him, whether we want to acknowledge that or not. Jesus, that babe in Bethlehem, the one who was born among livestock, he is the heir of all things. Everything and everyone that we love most lies squarely in his hands. Friends, who is this Jesus? Verse 3, he is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of his nature. Jesus is God in all of his glory, his awesome majesty. So do you want to know God? Then you only do so through Jesus. Do you want to see God? Then you look at Jesus. If you want to know what God is like, you look at Jesus. Jesus is God in action. Jesus is God's image perfectly encapsulated in a human being. And just like you can't experience the blazing majesty of the sun without feeling its rays radiating into your pupils and onto your skin, you cannot know God in his majesty and in his glory apart from the radiance of Jesus. You cannot know the warmth of God's smile apart from Jesus. Friends, this is who Jesus is. He is God the Son, the maker, the heir, the radiance, and the imprint of God. He is the one seated in the place of supreme power and majesty, the high and exalted one the one beyond comparison, our God revealed. 2,000 years ago, on a night like this one, where was it that a ragtag bunch of sheep herders heard that they could find this Son of God, the maker and heir of all things, the one who is the radiance and the imprint of God? They found him in Nowheresville, in Bethlehem. He was born to an engaged peasant girl, spending his first night on earth among animals. They found him in a manger. Hey, friend, what does this tell you about God? See, there isn't a mother in here who, if she could help it at all, would choose to lay her newborn baby to rest in a goat's feeding trough. But God chose this for himself. He chose to be born to a mother who had no choice but a manger. The radiance and the imprint of God chose the manger. You know, it's become such a common image during Christmas, the manger. But have you ever asked yourself, why the manger? Why the manger? Why would the Son of God choose the manger? What does a manger tell you about God? It tells you this: that God will, of his own initiative and motivated by nothing less than his own great love and compassion for us human beings who had turned our backs on him in rebellion against him, that God will come from the highest of heights to the lowest depths to rescue from the mess that we made, we ourselves, broken human beings. Friend, let me ask you, is that you? Is that you? Are you feeling the messiness of life? Maybe the messiness of life that you have created yourself. Maybe you're feeling that especially keenly this Christmas season. And if you are, can I just give you two pieces of good news? Okay? The first one is this: you're not alone. You're not alone. Every person in this room, there isn't a single one of us who isn't right there with you. Starting with this guy standing up here in front. We've all blown it, and we've all blown it badly. We all need rescue. But here's the real good news. God is a manger God. God comes from the highest of heights to the lowest depths to rescue us from the mess that we have made ourselves. Jesus was born into the mess. He chose to enter into the mess. He didn't have to, but he chose to. God revealed, chose a manger. Because being born in a manger, he also chose a cross. Jesus was choosing to come, and in the words of verse 4, to make purification for sins, to come and take our mess, to take the consequences of the wrong that we have done, that we have ever done, and to take all of that upon himself. And so that everyone who trusts in him can be made whole again, that everyone who trusts in him might know again the God that we were made to know, that we might experience again in the radiance of Jesus Christ the majesty and the glory of the God that we were made for. Let me ask you, what kind of God chooses a manger? What kind of God chooses a manger? A God like no other. A God of matchless love. A manger-born Savior who's ready to meet you at the manger. Ready to meet you in your mess. Exactly where you're at. So friend, let me ask you this. Whether you're a Christian or not, will you meet God there? Will you meet him at the manger? See, he knows your mess. He sees it. He knows it better than you do. And that is why he came. He chose the manger and he chose the cross. He chose to carry our mess as far away as the east is from the west. So whatever you've got going on, wherever you are right now, will you trust Jesus with that mess? Friends, what kind of God does this? What kind of God does this? Only the Maker, the Heir, the one who is the radiance and the exact imprint of the true God, the one who is seated in the place of supreme power and majesty, the high and exalted one, the one beyond comparison, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the long-awaited prophet, our God revealed in a manger. So let's come to his table now.